So just to end with one ha'ara, as it relates to the story of Chaime HaMagal. So first of all, just a little bit of background. Who was Chaime HaMagal? The Rambam, in his Hakdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos, so he goes through the history of the Tanoim, and he discusses the first generation of Tanoim, the second generation of Tanoim, etc., etc. The first generation of Tanoim was the generation of Shimon HaTzadik. The second generation was Antignus Ishsoichoi. The Rambam comes to V'hachabura HaChamishas. The fifth generation was Choni HaMagal. Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Shetach, Ayin Shom the Rambam. But Choni HaMagal was a fifth generation Tana. Now just to put it into a little bit of perspective, Hillel and Shammai were seventh generation Tana. So the Rambam refers to him as the Chabura HaChamishas. That Choni HaMagal was a very, very early Tana. I think what brings it out even more is the Rambam a little bit later in his Akdama to his Pirush HaMishnayos says that, and we mention this all the time, that if you go through all the Tanaim in the Mishnah, so they're presented in three different ways. Most Tanaim are presented as Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There are other Tanaim that are mentioned as Rabban. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai, and then there are Tanaim that are mentioned with no title at all. Says the Rambam, most Tanaim were referred to as Rabbi. That's the way you refer to a Tana. The Tanaim that were greater than that were referred to as Rabban. The Tanaim that were even greater than that were given no title at all. And the reason is, says the Rambam, is because they were so chashuv, they were so great, that it's impossible to find the right title and the right way to describe their greatness. And the Rambam says, why is it Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel and Yeshaya, and not Reb Yirmiyahu, Reb Yecheskel, and Reb Yeshaya? The Torah says, because there's no title in the world that could do justice to the Nevi'im. So the Rambam says, in the same vein, there was certain Tanom that was so great that it was impossible to capture their greatness with a title. We always say that Hillel HaTzadik had 80 Talmidim. Katan Shebekulon was Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. Gadol Shebekulon was Yoinus ibn Azil. The Katan was Rabban Yoichanan ben Zakkai. The Gadol was Yoinus ibn Azil. The Gadol had no title. Either way, so the Rambam says that the greatest of all the Tanoim had no title. And then the Rambam gives examples of Tanoim that had no title. Shimon HaTzadik, Antignus Ish Soichai, Yoisi ben Yoyezer, Yoisi ben Yoichanan, Yeshua ben Prachio, Nitayar Bailey, Choni HaMagal. Shmaya, Talia, Hill, Shammai, but Choni HaMagal is mentioned and listed as a Tana that had no title. So you want to know who exactly was Choni HaMagal? Choni HaMagal is a fifth generation Tana. He's also in a very elite group of Tanaim that are not Rebbe. It's not Reb Choni HaMagal. It's not Rabban Choni HaMagal. But rather, it's Choni HaMagal without any title at all. Now, one thing was very clear in the Gemara, and that is that Choni HaMagal was a big davener. And it sounds like when the Yidden needed a Yeshua specifically for rain, they would go to him. And this was a Messiah that remained in the family. The Gemara told stories about two of his grandchildren, his son's son and his daughter's son, that were in the same geshäft, where they had some special and some unique koyach tefillah. In fact, tefillah was such an important part of the legacy of Choni HaMagal. Rashi says in Masechtas Menachos that Tzadik Vav Amidei, Tzadik Dalet Amidei, that the reason Choni HaMagal was called Choni HaMagal is because of this story of the Og Uga. That's what Rashi says in Menachos Tzadik Dalet Amidei. So this was a defining story for Choni HaMagal. But the point is, Choni HaMagal is given a grace to Davener. So just something very, very interesting. Sefer Yosifon, this is from the original Sefer Yosifon Ben Gurion. So this is in Perik Shiva Vishloshim. It's in Perik Lamed Zayin. So just one excerpt. Be'esahi. So the exact context was there was a civil war taking place in Eretz Yisrael between two brothers. One brother's name was Hyrcanus, and the other brother's name was Aristobulus. The Gemara actually talks about this in a few places in Shas, the Gemara in the end of Soita. There's a few places where the Gemara is Megala a little bit about this episode, but this is something that Yosifun wrote about at great length. So this is Tkufas Soif Bayesheni, and there was a major civil war. One of the brothers sided with the Romans. In fact, he's the one that brought the Romans into Eretz Yisrael. who eventually destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban talks about it in his Pirush al HaTorah. The Romans were brought into Eretz Yisrael by the Yidden. That's a sometimes forgotten fact in terms of the whole history of Churban Bayis Sheni. But either way, this is going on around that time. So listen to Yosefim. Be'eis ahi ekifu es Yerushalayim, mipoy umipoy, am Yehuda ve'am ha'arav. V'hoya oz mestata ba'am Yehuda ishchas. There was a person who was living in Eretz Yisrael, Ushmai Chayni. His name was Chayni. V'hoya tzadik, v'ohav le'eloi kov, asher boichin v'nimtza shalim. V'hua ya'oimei b'peretz, u'mispalu b'avur am Hashem. He had a special koyach atfil. He would always daven for the Yidden. U'beihotza ashamay v'lo yeh. If there was ever a time that it didn't rain, hinei ish hazeh asher shmoi Chayni. This person whose name was Chayni, hoya mispalu, he would daven, v'shoyo matar miyem Hashem. He would daven for rain. V'ashem hoya oineu tamid b'tfilasai. Hashem always answered his tefillah, v'lo yehoya ma'achar she'lasai. Immediately, he would always get answered right away. This is Yosefun talking about a man named Chayni. Koy asa Chayni pa'amim rabbis. This happened many, many times. If there was ever a hunger, there was a famine in the land of Eretz Yisrael. It was during this war, the war between the two brothers, between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. Chayni was hiding in Machne Yehuda. They brought him in front of the leaders. This is what they asked him. Here's the request. Said Chayni, we're summoning you. We have a request. Hispalel al hadover azeh shekaralonu. Daven for us. Ula yasa Hashem leman shemoi. Vayancha and Hashem maybe will answer you. Kasha ono oischal sheilas amata. What do they want? What's the tefillah? Here's the punchline. Vayitem biyodenu es aristablus ves hakiyan mashimoi. So the Hyrcanus camp hires. They summons Chayni Amago and they tell Chayni, we want you to daven for us, so that Aristobulus, the enemy, should be taken down. Vayan oisam chayni vayim. So Chayni answered. He said, "Atem am Hashem. You are the am Hashem. Vehem and Aristobulus kayanov. They're also priests of Hashem. Vani espalul aleichem. I'm going to daven for you that everything should be gevaldik. Aba vegam al kayanov espalul. I'm going to daven for them as well. Veloy akalel, veloy or es kayanei Hashem. I'm not going to curse anyone. I'm not going to daven that anything bad should happen to anybody. Vaniyif tzurubi vayoyim roloy. But they pushed him. They will persist him. Da. Im loy tasa kichavtzenu. If you're not going to listen to us, ki mois tamos. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse. They said, if you don't do what we need you to do, you're going to die. Vayika hatzer loy. It was getting so bad. So Chayni turns his eyes to Shamayim. Vayifres his kapov. He lifts his hands. Vayispalu vayoyim. And he said the following. Hashem alikei Shamayim. Melech ha'olam kuloi. Asher nefesh kol chai biyotcha. V'yetzem machshleis avav enosh amcha v'koyanecha. V'hochim levav meilecha. V'al tane eile al eile l'ra kiim l'toivah. Ki eile amecha v'eile hem koyanecha. So he went ahead and he said a tefillah. They weren't happy with this tefillah. He said the tefillah he said he was going to say. And that is, he davened for everyone to be matzliach. As he was saying these things, the Risham went and they attacked him. And they killed him. They killed Chayni. But Hashem avenged the blood of Chayni Amagel immediately. And he caused Machne Yehuda to have some magefa, via Miseo, and they died, via Musu Hamoin Rav Yehuda al Dam Chayni. This is the story that's mentioned in Sefer Yosefun. So in the Sefer, Yichusei Tanon V'Amiram. Now Yichusei Tanon V'Amiram was written by a Rishon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reb Kloinimus Mishapiro. And he's known as the Rebbe of the Rekeach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Kloinimus Mishapiro, who is the Rebbe of the Rekeach, who, by the way, we've mentioned this in the past, the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis somewhere says that he was also the son-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And the reason that's so interesting is because his name was Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda ben Reb Kloinimus. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, ironically, had an Edom whose name was Yehuda. But that's a whole other conversation. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Reb Kloinimus Mishapiro, the Baal Yechusei Tanon V'Amayron, he brings this story. He brings this meisner of Chayni Amagel, the story that Yosefun says. And incidentally, Yosefun never referred to him as Chayni Amagel. I slipped. But he actually never said it. But it's poshut that this was Chayni Amagel. I mean, there's enough giveaways and enough clues that this is who it was. But either way, he brings the story of Chayni. He says, of course, it was Chayni Amagel. Now, the Gemara also tells the story of Chayni Amagel. And the Gemara tells the story about how he died. And the Gemara says, how did he die? He died. He fell asleep for 70 years, and then he davened that he should die. Incidentally, the Yechusei Tanav Vamiram brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is right here, also in the third parak of Masechtas Tainis, and the Yerushalmi says that the two stories of Chayni Amagel weren't the same Chayni Amagel. The Chayni Amagel that davened for rain, the story of Shimon ben Shatach, is not the Chayni Amagel that fell asleep for 70 years. That Chayni Amagel lived during Bayis Rishon. But the Yechusei Tanav Vamiram, Rabbi Yishol Rekeach, Yehuda Barab Kloinimus Mishapiro, says that it's Pashat the Bavli is arguing with the Yerushalmi, because from reading the Bavli, it sounds like it was the same person. So he says, if it's the same person, our Bavli really has to shtim with Sefer Yosef and Ben Gurion. It has to shtim with the story that Yosef and told. How does it shtim? So he says, you have to say that it's Pashat. All the Gemara says is that Chayni Amagel davened that he should die. It doesn't say how he died. It doesn't say how his prayers were answered. You want how his prayers were answered? This is the way they were answered. Meaning, when you read the story of Yosefun, it sounds like Chayni Amagel, who always was a pile of Yeshua's, all his tefillahs were answered. All of a sudden, now, somehow there was a glitch. This was like an aberration. This was an exception to the rule. It's not true. The rest of the story is he had davened for this to happen. This is really what he wanted. Like Rabbi Akiva, Kol Yomei Yisi Mitzdar, this was a Kol Yomei Yisi Mitzdar. Or at least at the very end of his life, he davened that he, but regardless, that as I state in the Sefer Yechusei Tanan Vamiram, definitely, definitely fascinating as far as the rest of the story of who Chayni was. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is going to be the topic of Daf Chaf Hei. Kola Oilam Nizim B'Shvil Chanina B'ni V'Chanina B'ni Dailoi B'Kaf Chruv Me'Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. It's a Gemara Masechtas Tainis, and it's coming up in Yetz Hashem. But the Gemara, in the end of the fifth parak of Masechtas Brachos, a parak that talks about Hilchas Tefillah, talks about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It says the Gemara. Veshuv Maisa Rab Chanina ben Doisa. There was a story with Rab Chanina ben Doisa. Shehalach lo my Torah es Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. Vechala benoish Rab Yechem ben Zakkai. And Rab Yechem ben Zakkai's son became sick. Amaloi. So he told him, Chanina beni, my son Chanina, bakish olav racham in v'yichaya. Rab Yechem ben Zakkai's son is sick. So he turns to his Talmud, Rab Chanina ben Doisa, and he asked him to daven for him, that he should have a refuah. He niach roisha ben birkov. So he put his head ben birkov. Bike shnol of rachamim. He davened v'choya and he lived. Amr Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai said, Il moli yitiach ben Zakkai is roisha ben birkov kol yom kulo. He said, had I myself done this the whole day, v'hei mashkich and olav. Nobody would have listened to me. Rabbi Chaim ben Dois had a koi chatil that I don't have. Amr lo yishtoi. So Rabbi Yechem ben Zakkai's wife heard this. The Rebbetzin heard this. She said, v'chanina gadol mimcha? Chanina is bigger than you? How could that be? You must talk to Rebbe. How could it be? Amaloi said, "Laugh." No, I never said that. Ella, what I meant was, is who doima ke eved lifnei amelech? He is like an eved lifnei amelech. Va'ani doima kisar lifnei amelech. That's what I meant to say. He's like an eved lifnei amelech. I'm only like a sar lifnei hamelech. And as a result, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa has a koyach atfila that I myself don't have, because I'm a sar, but he's an eved. The truth is, the Gemara is very, very sussum. And it's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's teretz to his wife was, what the explanation was, that although Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is really greater than Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, but at the same time, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa has a koich atfilo, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that I don't have, because who doim el ever b'fnei ha-melech? And I'm doim it to a sar b'fnei ha-melech. But the Vilna Goyen, in his Pirish on Megillus Esther, this is right in the beginning of Esther, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Bishnash Shalosh Lemolchoi, Osno Mishta, Lachol Sora Vaavodov, Cheo Poras Umadai, Hapartim in the Sori Hamedino Islavana. So it was in the third year of his reign. Osno Mishta, this is Suda Sachashverish. Sachashverish when he made a Suda for who? Lachol Sora Vaavodov. Says the Vilna Gaon, Lashoinoi Hazov. Also Mishtel Lechol Sarav Avzavada Pirish Sar. The word Sar, who Hamoishel Alayoros V'Chol Ashaloi. A Sar is a very high-ranking official. A Sar is a chief something. He's in a position where he has tremendous, tremendous authority. He has tremendous power. V'Raya, and he has to oversee huge, huge geschäften. V'Avadav, who's an Eved, Hema Mesharsen as Amelech. And Eved is very low on the totem pole as far as rank and file goes. But at the same time, he's Reyes Pnei HaMelech. He's always by the Melech. He always has access, because at the end of the day, he has to be there. If somebody wants to see the king, who al yaday? I mean, always, everything has to go through him. So it says the Vilna Gaon, Who are the Sarim and who are the Avadim? The Sarim, these are the governors, the senators. These are people that have high-ranking positions. You want to know who the Eved is? The Eved is are people that they're more secretary-type positions. But at the same time, they're Nichnas V'yotza. Every time they send an email, every time they call, immediately they're going to get a response. Because at the end of the day, the Melech relies on them on a day-in, day-out basis. And on some level, they control everything that goes on in the Dalet Amos of the Melech. Says the Vilna Gaon, v'zeu she'amar b'gemara. This pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'chi chanina gadol memcha? Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, his wife, asked Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, is chanina greater than you? Amalei laav. Elohu doymel ke'evel lefnei ha'melech, v'anik doymel kesar lefnei ha'melech. Listen to the Gaon's lashon. V'ini ha'gemara ha'zois einoy muven. The Gemara has no havana. Ma heishav al sheilasa. What was the teretz to this question? Ulefi mashek hasafti yasi shapur. Says the Vilna Gaon, I'm going to tell you the pshat. A sar in ruchnias. What does it mean to be one of the sarim of the Eibishter? Who ha moishel b'toira? That's someone that's moishel b'toira. V'ho eved. What's an eved? Who ha oisek tamid b'yichudim u'betfilois. V'hem ha-chasidim ha-rishoinim shayu mispalolim b'kavonu g'doila. There's two b'chinas when it comes to serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can be a sar and you can be an eved. A sar is someone that's moishel b'toira. He has a big, he's oversees the Groisse Geschäften. He's a sar on this chelik of learning, on that chelik of learning. He's writing that sefer. All the great sarim of our history. Sar is someone that's Moshe B'Torah. An Eved is a different bechina. An Eved is someone that's Oisek Tomid B'Yechudim U'Betfilois. The Hema Chassidim Arishayinim. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechman Zakkai's wife asked, he said, Klum Chanina Godom Amcha, is Chanina greater than you? Pirish, what do you mean to say? B'toira? Isn't greater than you in Torah? V'azeh heishev lo alav. Of course not. I'm greater than him in learning, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said. Ela shani daim ekesar. Shani boki b'chol chedre Torah yoysem imenu. And what's the marum bokim for this? Sukkah chav ches amar alav. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is cotton shebekulam. Amru olav al Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Shulay hiniach mikro, everything. He knew every single thing in the world. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was boki b'chol chedre at Torah. Ach, hu ke'ever lefnei amelach. He's an Eved of Nei HaMelech. Because he's Oisek Tamir B'yichudin U'betfilois, he's Yochel Lovi B'chol Eis V'HaMelech Oisalei B'akosh Asai. V'zeu Sha'omar L'chol Sarav V'avadav. So says the Vilna Gaon. You want to know the Hezbollah in the Gemara? Rabbi Yechim and Zaki was saying is, no, he's greater. But at the same time, with his greatness comes the fact that he's out dealing with geopolitical issues and he's traveling and he's coming and he's going. He doesn't have the same access to the Melech, even as the Eved, even though the Eved is not on the same rank as he is. But at the same time, he's always by the Melech. How do you become an Eved? Oisik b'yichudin u'betfilois. That's a madrega of Eved. How do you become a sar? That's through Torah. Rabbi Yoichan ben Zakkai was b'pchinas sar, whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was b'pchinas Eved. That's the way the Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara in the end of the fifth parak, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, in Masechtas Brachas. But I was thinking, I think maybe there's another b'china. The Gaon said there's a sar and there's an Eved. And that other b'china is a ben. What's a ben? A ben, a son, he really has the best of both worlds. Meaning, he's the son of the Melech, he's the son of the CEO, and as a result, he's going to have a good job, he's going to be able to come and go, he's going to have access, but at the same time, if he calls his father, as the chakind. So really, he has the milo of the father, of the sar, and he has the milo of the Eved as well. The truth is, if you think about it, the ben isn't just the sar plus the eved. It's 1 + 1 equals more than 2. There's a synergy. And the reason is because the ben can say certain things that the eved can't say. Right? The father can't fire his son. The father can fire the eved. The ben has the ability to say things and to get away with things that even the eved can't do. So the ben has the mile of sar, the ben has the mile of eved, and not just that, he can get away with things. Chayni Amagel was what? Chayni Amagel went, and every single time he would daven, he was able to make it rain. Chayni Amagel had this incredible koyach. Yosefu was impressed with Chayni Amagel. Even he talks about him. He says there was this person, his name was Chayni, and whenever he would daven, boom! Right away, that second his tefillah would be answered. It was a tremendous koyach. Where does that come from? We have the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, afilu hiniach ben Zakkai. If he would have done this the whole day, he wouldn't have been answered. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisna, he had a koyach. But Kinnira, there's even a bigger koyach. And that's the koyach of Chayni Amagel. What was Chayni Amagel? What does the Gemara say? He was keben. Goliv yadul lefanecha. He turns to David. He says, they're coming to me. You know why they're coming to me? Because they know, shani keben bayis lefanecha. I'm not a sar. I'm not an evan. I'm a ben. I'm a ben bayis. What did Shimon ben Shatach say? Any other person, any sar, any eved, any person that would say this, we would put you into cherem. But you're different. Ma esalecha? Sha'ata meschate lefnei amokim va'oisalecha ritzoincha keben shemeschate al ove va'oisale ritzoinoi va'olecha kasev oimer yismach avicha v'imecha v'sogi yiladetecha bris milafein. He said, "You're yismach avicha v'imecha. You have the koyach ben." That was the secret to the koyach of Chayni Amagel, and that's this idea that Chayni Amagel was even able to talk, he can handle in Azal Oifen, he could say things that even Rav Chaim Mendoza couldn't say. Because he's not just Ke'ever Lefnei HaMelech, he's Keben Lefnei HaMelech. He has the Koyach, he's Keben Lefnei HaMelech. So I was thinking that the Goyim said that what's the Madrega of Sar? Sar is someone that's Moshel B'chol Chedrei HaTorah. It's Rabbi Yechon Ben Zaka. What's the Madrega of Eved? That's Rav Chanina Ben Doiso. He's Oisik B'Yechudin U'B'Tfilos. A Ben has the Milo of the Sar, he has the Milo of the Eved. If that's the case, you would think that what's the credentials to be the Ben? The credentials are you have to be Moshel in Bechol Chedmei HaTorah, and at the same time, you also have to be someone that's Oisik B'Yechudin. You have to be someone that's Oisik B'Tfilas. The fact that Chayni Amagel was Oisik B'Tfilas, that's clear. That's the whole Taina Staf Chav Gimel. That's very, very clear. But what about Torah? The Gemara says when Chayni Amagel went into Beis Medrash 70 years later, after he woke up, he said, he walks in, Shamidul Rabbanan, the Ka'amri, Nehirin Shmeitzin, Kibishnei Chayni Amagel. The Torah is so clear, like in the times of Chayni Amagel. The Chavaay, Lebei Midrasha. Who was Chayni Amagel? When he walked into Beis Medrash, Kol Kushya Dahavalu, the Rabbanan, Havim Afarakul. Chayni Amagel wasn't just Isaac in Yechudim and Tfilos. Chayni Amagel was a sar, and he was in heaven. What happens when a person's a sar and a person's in heaven? He ends up a ben. And that's the Madrego of Chayni Amagel. So the story of Chayni Amagel is Keben Amaschat. It's Yismach Avicha V'Imecha V'Sogu Yiladetecha, and that's really what Chayni was. There's Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai Brachas Lamadal of Abayis Afilu Hiniach Ben Zakkai Kol Ayon Kulo, he wouldn't have been answered because he's a sar. And then there's a Madrega Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa Hiniach Reishner Ben Birkov, and boom, he was answered right away. He's Ke'ev, like the Goyen said. Chayni Amagel, several generations earlier, Chayni Amagel's not Rabban Yoichan Ben Zakkai, he's not Rebbe Chanina Ben Doisa. He's like the Rambam says, he's just Chayni Amagel. And because he's just Chayni Amagel, so therefore he has this Koyach. What was he? He was the Ben. What's the Ben? He has the Milus of the Sar, he has the Milus of the Evan, and it's for that reason he was able to pull this off.